I really have to take strong disagreement with your previous caller, who indicated that we have to understand the motives of sexual criminals and sexual offenders. And I think, as usual, our society is concentrating too much on sympathy for these criminals and their motives, rather than an objective system of justice for the victims. And I think this comes out of an attitude where there's no such thing as a crime against society. That's my belief. There's only crimes against individuals. And unfortunately, society believes the opposite. Individuals aren't involved. It's society's been harmed somehow. And we have to get these people who molest children, not so much in jails, but in environments where they are forced to work to...
But they're going to get out sooner or later, right?
Well... yes and no. I believe that the only way to rehabilitate some is force them to take on the responsibility that they have incurred by their actions. And if you have a child who's scarred or physically abused or damaged in some way, where money at least might help aid her in coping with the problem that she's now been given, forced on her, then that is a system of justice which deals with the realities of the victim. And let's face it, that's the only person we're dealing with here with sympathy. We should be dealing with the victim with sympathy and the criminal with justice. And those are the only two participants involved. You have a perpetrator of violence and you have a victim. And we have to start looking after the victim.
But you say dollar bills will remove or help alleviate these emotional scars, which are horrendous.
Well, we can offer the scarred child medical,
yes,
and parental love, but money is going to help her require that extra education that's going to, and that extra help and that time, and possibly if they suffer bruises or breaks or injuries or sustained injuries. There's a lot of very deviated, perverse violence going on in this society that seems to have no accountability motive-wise.
How about a woman who is sexually assaulted and raped?
I definitely think that woman will probably have a very difficult time in her work environment for possibly a couple of years. She'll have a very difficult time being able to deal with it socially. I don't think money so much will compensate for the emotional pain that she'll go through, but it will assist her in dealing with the problems that are economic. That is possibly the loss of her job, possibly her inability to deal socially with people for 6 months, a year, 2 years. That money will assist her in a time when she may, in fact, lose her job and lose her marriage and a number of things. That these type of emotions...
Why would a woman in that circumstance lose her job, do you feel?
Well, she may be unable to deal with people in a social situation. She may fear men. One, there are many different reasons. There are many different possibilities of how people can respond to violence. Violence is an incredible threat to one's individuality, one's self-esteem and one's existence. The profound shock of violence perpetrated on a person can have incredible response.
Who's going to pay in the case of a person who is convicted of a sex crime who really has no money to speak of?
Oh, precisely.
Does this come from the public?
Oh, God, no. God, unfortunately, that's where it's coming from now. We need a system of justice.
And what about the guy who has no money?
Ah, well, see, that's the whole point of where we get to rehabilitation. This criminal needs to understand responsibility, and that responsibility will come about when somebody says, listen, you've done this, you must be responsible for your actions. No one is going to assume that guilt and that burden from you. You start working from this day forth, you're working in this environment, and you will produce this much money. So much will go to paying off the prison, because I don't think the taxpayer should have to pay for any of these guys. The money you earn will go to pay off your accommodation here in prison. The money, part of it will go to pay the victim, and you will receive a very nominal amount.
Would the person be doing the work while in prison?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, our prisons should be modeled much differently. Instead of a prison being all brick walls and bars, we should have something like Ford Motor Company operating inside a confined facility and people producing real goods so they can be sold so we can pay for these prisoners, not having them freeload office and then developing into worse criminals at that. I mean, we're paying for these people to become hardened criminals.
But eventually they will be back on the streets again, right?
Well, they will be back on probably longer. If we look at a person that, say, has to compensate a woman $25,000 to $50,000, it would normally take them 2-3 years to earn that anyway, including the costs of the law enforcement agencies that have been necessary to apprehend them. After all, the only reason we have police is for criminals, so they should be paying for that too. And the law courts and their actual accommodation in prison, they'd probably be in there, if they were obligated to pay $50,000 to a woman, probably 5 or 6 years. And boy, would they learn. They'd learn that the harder they work, maybe the sooner they get out.
How do you know they would learn?
I've never known anybody given the choice between death and life that didn't choose life.
Oh, come on. You're not reading your newspapers, man.
No, people
give... What about Mr. Judy, who said he would rather die?
Ah, because he knew that intrinsically he was a worthless human being. He didn't have anything to live for. But if you... And that's precisely...
Well, that blows your whole credibility, though. In your last sentence, you said you don't know anybody who would rather die than live.
No, the thing is, he had never lived. You're giving an option between a man who is a murderer, a heinous individual with no self-esteem whatsoever. He at least had the courage to face up to the fact that he was a worthless individual and that his existence was a moot point.
But couldn't someone who was convicted of a horrific sex crime feel the same way about himself or herself?
In fact, they could, and then...
And would choose death as opposed to life?
They would, but they might. Very rarely. There is, in fact, the case of the three men in Toronto who are charged with the homosexual killing of the young boy on Yonge Street there, who is a shoeshine.
Manuel Jacks, yeah.
That's right. And he says he would personally rather die rather than face prison. Now, if he can't...
But you just got through telling us, Mark, that you don't know anybody.
Ah, he said, I would rather die than go to prison. The prison systems as we have it, no, he knows there's no hope of him getting out. He knows there's no such thing as rehabilitation for him. He knows he'll be abused and violated in prison, so he'd rather die. In an environment where people are encouraged to work harder so they can get out sooner and compensate the people they have harmed, gives them the best opportunity for rehabilitation. Also gives them an environment to reestablish their roots, give them some sense of pride. That's the only rehabilitation we're going to have, is someone who understands what it's all like, that someone who has to be accountable for their actions.
It sounds very good on paper. I just wonder in the human experience of reality if it would work out as neatly as you feel.
It works out absolutely in reality. You look at the people in this society that take responsibility for their actions, are the most successful, proud, and confident people, and they don't do things like this. You look at people...
Yeah, but we're dealing with people who are convicted of, as you say, heinous crimes.
And those people all lack fabulous self-esteem. They have no pride in their existence. They don't enjoy life. They treat their existence as a deathly, fear-ridden thing. They run away from problems, and the only way they can manifest any sort of remote thing.
Have you ever talked to anyone personally who's been convicted of such a crime?
Oddly enough, I have talked to people who have been involved in armed robbery.
Well, we're talking about sex crimes, though.
No, I haven't. And I don't even think that's necessary. I feel that anyone with any rational sense of orientation, people who... there's so many deviations involved in a sex crime like that when you use violence on someone who, first off, isn't even young enough to comprehend what is going on. I mean, it's one thing anyway when you use it on someone who can comprehend it.
Okay, Mark, thank you.
Just one more.
I've got lots of people waiting. Got to run. Thank you. 433-3121. Messages and more calls.